Tom Casper always gives an audible sigh whenever he gets a whole bunch of texts from me first thing in the morning. It is time for our Tips for Hardy Gardeners feature. That means, thank heavens, we have Tom Casper to make a little sense of the morning for us. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, it's bear grease
like
time.
6 o'clock in the morning.
What now? 6 o'clock in the morning?
You're texting me at 6 o'clock
in
the morning.
Well, yeah, I'm at work, isn't everybody? Well, that's when people got up and got going.
I was working very hard.
And you had the littles to help you too. You got a couple of little dogs, and people mock our little dogs at this time of the year until we pick them up and give them baths in the sink. And then
And then
suddenly the mocking stops. People, you know, especially in the spring. Oh, you know, a dog in the tub, and look at this, and blah, blah, blah. And pick mine up with one hand, run the sink sprayer with the other hand, pss, 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 pss. Wrap them up in a towel.
A cup of coffee.
Exactly. Wrap them up in a towel. Done and done.
Yeah. Yeah, I got two of those just like that fit into that category.
Exactly. And they're handy. They're handy for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Pulling a dog sled? Yeah, maybe not so much.
No.
Being outside when it's going to be like it's, oh boy, oh, is there going to be screaming and drama later this week when it gets that cold? Let's talk gardening. I don't want to think about 40 below wind chills.
Okay.
Gardening.
Me either.
Talk.
So- That's my lead in. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, and we've talked, of course, over the years about usually around the sled dog marathon time that things you can do in your garden specifically or for dogs or to your garden that help with dogs, but also you can enjoy, you know. So there's plants you want to plant. There's plants you don't want to plant. There's things you can do in your garden. You know, certainly if you're going to have a garden and you have pets, you aren't going to want those dogs tiptoeing through your tulips.
Yeah.
Because they can do a lot of damage. So choosing plants that can sustain more of their behavior, because they love to be outside and love to enjoy the outside. But you really want to think about a couple of things if you're planning to have a garden for your dog.
Now, you've got, let me interrupt you for just a minute, because I'm curious. Now, I know that a lot of your vegetables you grow out at your business at the greenhouse, so you don't have to worry about your little dogs quite so much getting into your vegetable garden. But your home is, I understand, a showplace of gorgeous flowers. So have you fenced the area off? And again, we're talking about a couple of little 4-pounders here. So they're not like, you know, my golden retriever is going after the ball. That's kind of a different thing. But how do you have your yard set up so that the littles aren't, you know, oh, it's really shady here underneath these $1,000 rose bushes. I think I'll just lie down here in the cool.
Well, at that point, I wish they were 4-pounders. So Bandit actually is the bigger of the two Yorkies, and he's the more rambunctious in the garden. And I just, I try to tolerate, try. Sometimes it's difficult that they're going to get in a little bit. But even choosing places or creating places, like certainly a nice cool lawn is something that they like to lay in, or even some different herbs that will take a little bit more impact. Things like thyme, other things that are nice low growing like that, where your dog can actually lay in them or walk on them without any doing any damage to the plant. Really, a lot of the herbs will work well for that, and are good for them to be around. Certainly they come into the yard or into the house and smelling like fresh thyme or,
nice.
Or basil or dill or whatever it happens to be.
Well, some herbs are actually good for dogs to eat, or they certainly aren't going to hurt. I suppose it would depend on what your veterinarian says, but you know, if they want to go ahead, because of course in the spring it's let's eat lawn grass and come in the house and herk it up all over everywhere.
Well, yes, a lot of the herbs are okay for digestion, things like dill and thyme and a few others that they can really have if they're going to go out and eat that grass or eat those plants early in the day or early in the season.
Right. Let them get out there and find something to eat that might actually do them some good.
Yeah. Things you'd want to avoid, anything in the nightshade family, so potatoes or tomatoes. Are all have some poisonous characteristics to them.
Potatoes and tomatoes are in the nightshade family?
Yep. Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah. I love my nightshade because it's like a Viking's plant. You know, comes up all purple and gold. And people said, oh, you've got to make sure you get that out of there. Your dogs are going to eat it. Are you kidding me? These are my dogs. They wouldn't eat anything they think might even be a vegetable. I don't get near it.
I've taught them.
Well, I do keep an eye on it, though, and I keep an eye. It's in an area that they're not in very much, but it's an area where I am almost always. So I do keep an eye on it. But I didn't know that about potatoes and tomatoes. So if you are going to have your garden in your backyard, your vegetable garden in your backyard, you might want to think about some fencing for the sake of the vegetables and the dogs.
Yeah, it certainly isn't a bad idea for, of course, keeping out the other kinds of things that want to get into your vegetable garden and enjoy things,
right.
Whether it's rabbits or deer or whatever. But for dogs, for the other purpose, yeah, certain things. And a lot of dogs won't go after them, you know, but you just never know. And they would have to consume quite a bit. It's not like one little bite. And they're
right,
sick or anything like that. So,
but don't take a chance. I'm sorry, what?
Like yews, an evergreen called yew is another.
Oh, and that's Y E W, right?
Y E W. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
That's
yew.
A shrub. Shrub, and the foliage is slightly toxic or poisonous. The berries that it produces are more, in rare cases. Animals have consumed those. So really, you know, if you're thinking about wanting to do a garden and have pets in some of those plants, also creating those spaces that they can enjoy just like we enjoy, whether it's a shady spot with some grass or a ground cover that they can lay in and some space for them to roam a little bit. So,
well, and if you do a little observation, you can see, you know, where they really seem to enjoy to be. And that's where you can maybe start adding in some things for them over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And creating, so you don't create that situation like you mentioned a few minutes ago where they're out eating your $1,000 rose bush.
Yeah.
Creating a situation so nobody has to get in trouble or nobody has to get mad and everybody can coexist in the garden. It's really, and really that's what our gardens are all about, even with nature, is creating that coexistence. It shouldn't be our will over their will or whatever it happens to be. We need to find that balance and that opportunity to coexist even in our garden. So, and expect that, in our pet's case or a dog's case, expect that at some point they're going to do something that makes you mad.
isn't that the case with our beloved children, though, also?
Yeah, whether it is digging up that $1,000 rose bush or going to the bathroom on something they shouldn't or whatever, and, you know, and just think of that as part of that balance again finding a way to adjust to that and finding a way to maybe move that rose bush to another spot in the garden where the pet can't get to it or something along that line, or move it to a neighbor's yard.
You know, I heard the cleverest thing in Bismarck and it made me laugh so hard. Maybe you were one of these families. Bismarck is a much drier climate. It's actually, I think it's arid or semi-arid out there in Bismarck,
right,
and our chief engineer told me one day that he planted prickly pear cactus in the flower beds. And the dogs mm-hmm. went into the flower beds once to try to dig a little bit and find a nice place to cool place to lie in the dirt. And they didn't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Now, the prickly pear cactus isn't going to do super, super well in our garden. So, I don't know, maybe just a little bit of fence?
Yeah.
Or a squirter. Yeah, one of your deer squirters. Maybe that's the answer, yeah. Unless you have a lab, in which case they'll be like, yeah. Oh, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Yeah, and that's what my dog loves, the deer squirter. So he stands in front of it, waits for it to goes off, attacks it.
Yeah.
Tries to maul it, and then it shuts off, and he stands there and waits again. I mean,
now, those are photographs. Those are photographs yeah. I need to see.
I'm going to send one to you. And then, of course, he gets soaked in the process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, TK, that's fun. It's fun to think about some things that we can do for our dogs. And you Google plants that are good for dogs to eat, or you Google gardening for dogs. And there are some places in bigger cities where there's actually people that make a business out of helping to transform yep. your space into a more dog-friendly space. But it'd be fun to say, yeah, I think I'll plant a little something. So I'd like to plant. Because I have an idea where they kind of like to hang out in the yard, and it would be nice to plant some stuff there. I'm intrigued with the idea of good-smelling dogs, but also mm-hmm. some things that they could, when they got a wild hare to eat something, that they'd go and eat that instead of lawn grass.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and, plant nasturtium, too. That's another wonderful annual, but it's in the, kind of treated as an herb, and it's certainly edible for us, and dogs like it as well.
So. Nice. So you could garnish their supper that night with a little flower.
Exactly.
There you go, pumpkin.
And then they're going to ask for Grey Poupon.
Well, yeah. You know, the people that, you know, they serve the cat food in the commercials, and they put a little sprig of parsley on it to make it look nice. Well, dogs mm-hmm. should have nice presentation, too.
Yes, they should.
Yeah. TK, you're the best. Let's talk again in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Let's do that.
It isn't going to be spring in a couple of weeks, is it?
Not yet. But we're getting closer.
All right. These conversations are just like little lifelines that I cling to, and I just try to make it from one to the next until, June and the sun shines.
Me too.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day.
Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of Tuesdays, every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.